instinct for self-preservation, but a seichel for self-preservation. And self-preservation in terms of the seichel requires hisbonenus in terms of where we're going. There's a famous story of Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchev that once he saw there was a person who had always waited until the end of davening to leave the shul, and he began to leave the shul before the end of davening. He would take off his talus and tefillin when he thought Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't watching, and he would sneak out of the shul. And so one day Rabbi Yitzchak decided to follow him, and this fellow, after he left the shul, began to run. So Rabbi Yitzchak began to run after him. And all of a sudden, the fellow felt someone was running after him, looked behind, so Rabbi Yitzchak with talus and tefillin running after him. So, of course, he stopped, and he said to Rabbi Yitzchak that he's so sorry, but he's running to be misparnes. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, certainly, everyone has to run to be misparnes, but how do you know that your parnas is there? Maybe your parnas is there. Namely, we run, and we think that we're in the right path, but a person has to, every once in a while, stop and think as to whether he's really on the right path. So he points out, "V'ulam hine zos be'emes achas mitachbulos hayetzahara ve'ormaso lahachbid avodaso bitmidus alibos b'nei adam ad shel yishaer lahem revach lehisbonein ulehistakel be'ez derech hem hochim." That the yetzahara tries to keep a person constantly torud, so he won't be able to think about what's going on in his life, about whether he's on the right path or he's not on the right path. Ki odeyahu, ilulei hayusamim leiv kimat kot al darchechem, for a minute, if a person would be able to take a step back and look at where he's holding, vadei shmiyat hayumaschilu hinachem mimaaseihem. And therefore the Yetzer Hara tries to keep a person constantly involved. The Baal Shem Tov claimed that there was the Yetzer Hara to learn. Sometimes someone come over to you and ask you, you know, a question in terms of what you're doing. You say, I don't have time to think about it, I'm too busy learning. So, and if a person is too busy learning to think about where he's going in life, he has to ask himself, just a minute, just what's going on? Is he certain that he's on the right path? Harezo me'ein atzas paro harasha, that the Yetzirah and paro are parallel one to the other. Shama tichbad ha'avoda al ha'anashim. It wasn't just a question that they shouldn't worry, you know, shouldn't rebel against him, but b'chad they shouldn't think. Tichbad ha'avoda al ha'anashim hayim eskavin shelo levad shelo haniach lahem revach klal levolti yitnu lev yisimu etza negdo. It's known in world history that the moment that you have a nation that begins to give them freedom to study, to learn, to go to university, then they begin to rebel. In other words, because they begin to think, just a minute, why are we slaves? Why are we in this position? We have to get out of our situation. The eights of a real good dictator is that you don't stop people from working. You constantly have them working. You constantly have them being busy. Then they don't have time to think. Kein hi atzat yetzer hara mamosh al bnei adam ki ish milchamahu. Last night, Rav Chassin spoke about the fact that he felt that there's a certain negativity in terms of viewing this world as a minefield, in terms of viewing this world as a place that we were put, that we can fall off the cliff any moment. It's very, very depressing. We should view the world as a world of opportunities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents to us all sorts of opportunities, and we should grab the opportunities. But a person has to be aware. Certainly we have to grab opportunities. A person has to be aware. Yetzer Hara also knows that. So Yetzer Hara tries to work at a person that he won't see the opportunity. They don't think about the opportunity, that it'll go right by him without his noticing it. That's the nature of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, mamash b'nei adam ish milchamahu. The Yetzer Hara is very menusa. Umulamad bar mimut, starting from the nachash. Yeshel himalit mimenu ela b'chochma rabba u'b'hashkafa gadola. Person has to have a strategy. If the Yetzer Hara has a fantastic strategy, we have to have even a better strategy. Humash ha'navi tzoveach ve'omer simu levavchem al darchechem. Sometimes you have a statement in a navi which goes beyond the particular situation in which he was being menavi. All nevuah that's written down is nevuah ledoros, but sometimes it's sort of hidden under a cover. Sometimes it's obvious. Simu levavchem al darchechem. That's obvious. Anyways, the Navi is telling you black on white, this is Zahirus, that a person should pay attention to where he's heading, or it's not just the Ma'asim, but also the Inyanim, not just the Ma'asim, but the Drachim. Simu l'avavchem al darkechem. And of course, everything is found in Mishlei. Shamo amar b'chochmaso, al titein shein al ga'enecho t'nmal afapecha, hinatzil kitzvi miyad. Again, just as an animal has an instinct to run away from danger, so a person has to be awake. A person has to use his seichel to sense it when a direction is dangerous. V'chachameinu zal amru, kol ha-shom or chosav b'olam hazeh, someone who weighs where he's going to in this world, like in a scale. He weighs it as to whether this is proper or it's not proper. Namely, that a person can't just be somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted that the person initiate, the person has to do hishtadlus. When a person does hishtadlus, then the siyata d'shmaya, haba l'tahir, mesayim oso. Upashatu shafili mifakeach adam al atzmo, ein v'kocho l'hinatzel. Anyway, it's also to fight against the Yetzirah. It's an unfair battle. You have a featherweight against a heavyweight. However, if you begin the fight, ilulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, then you get siyata d'shmaya. In other words, one only wins with siyata d'shmaya, but there's not going to be any siyata d'shmaya until there is pekichut ha'adam, until there is zehirus on the part of the person. Ki ha'yetzahara takif ma'od, u'kamamar ha'kasuv tzofel rasha l'tzadik, u'mevakesh lehamitzo, kol ha'godol mechavero, yitzro godol mechavero. However, Hashem lo ya'azvenu. However, b'siyata d'shmaya, a person can win. But in order to get to siyata d'shmaya, a person has to do proper ishtadlus. Ach im ha'adam mefakeach al atzmo, oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, then nitzol min ha'yetzahara. Aval meino mefakeach al atzmo, imein ha'nili mili. A person doesn't begin to worry about himself and says, Hashem ya'azor, it's never going to work. V'adai she'Kadosh Baruch Hu lo yefakeach al atzmo. The famous story of Rav Shalom Shvadron, where once he saw a kid who fell down and he scraped his knee, and the kid was crying, his knee was bleeding, and Rav Shalom recognized that this kid has a grandmother who lives in Shari Chesed. So he picked up the kid, Meirka, and began carrying him to his grandmother. So the grandmother saw Rav Shalom Shadron walking with a child. So the whole time she's saying, Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor. Then all of a sudden she sees it's Meirka. She screams Meirka, she begins running. And as long as it's someone else's kid, you can say Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor. If it's your grandson, you have to scream Meirka and you have to run. So if it's your life, you have to scream and run. No one's going to say Hashem Yazor in his own life. If the person doesn't care about himself, again, in other words, you see an animal doesn't have instinct for self-preservation, zehu is gamarno, it's going to die. Who can yam hashem rabbi senor zechronim levracha, kol mi she'ein bodeya, osur l'rachem alav. In the sugya of Havdalah, that's why was Havdalah put in the bracha of Atachonin? Atachonin is the first deya, that a person has to have deya, that's the ikar. In life, is that a person should be aware. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them this awareness, and someone who doesn't use it, someone who turns it off, so he's destroying himself. Okay, believe me, tomorrow we'll begin with Bi'ur Chelkei HaZehirus, Perek Gimel.